Hello, friends, and welcome to Day 5 of the Holy Spirit Novena, where we are talking about the gift of knowledge. Mm-hmm. So, Janelle, what's your thoughts on the gift of knowledge?
Well, when I was doing a little bit of research, because this novena has been very good for both Ken and I, because we have had to learn about the spiritual gifts, which at the same time, you would think that we would know about them a little bit more, considering we've been Catholic our entire life.
Yeah, what about you guys? Like, how long have you been Catholic or been following Christ? Are you aware of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit and the way that we've been going through them? I have to tell you, my understanding of the gifts has greatly deepened since we've been doing this. And I find myself asking the question, why haven't I been told about this stuff before? I don't know.
Why haven't we studied it more?
But I just don't hear a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah.
Even the definitions I found in the Catechism of the Catholic Church are not very in-depth of the new catechism. I have to go to St. Thomas Aquinas to get a good definition, usually. I don't know why, but just my observations.
And yet, like, so important to be living with these gifts, how much they help us in the spiritual life, in our day-to-day, and yet we never ask God.
I mean, so I mentioned in the first video, but St. Thomas Aquinas said that, he's a doctor of the church. He's a powerhouse saint, probably one of the smartest men, if not the smartest man of history. And he said, salvation is not possible without the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We don't hear much about them. Yeah. I think that's a big oops.
Well, this is a start.
This is a starting point. We have had a conversation before about the importance of baptism in relation to these gifts. The reason why baptism is so important in relationship to these gifts is because these gifts are only in us through the power of sanctifying grace. And the only way that sanctifying grace gets into our soul is through baptism. That's the ordinary means. Now, God can do work outside of the sacraments if he wants to. He's not bound by the sacraments, but we are. So when we know this, well, we should get baptized to avail ourselves to the tremendous treasury of grace and friendship that God wants with us. Baptism, I didn't mention in the first video, but it also makes us children of God. It was a pretty important key point I forgot in the first video. And without it, we need it for salvation.
So even if you ever attend a baptism, you know, sometimes we can kind of be like, oh my goodness, now there's baptisms. This is going to be a really long mass. But no, like, this is the most important day of this child or this adult or this young person's life. I feel like we need to really be super vigilant at the fact that, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. The gift of knowledge, Janelle.
Well, the gift of knowledge helps us to understand our relationship as God's creatures with God.
So typically, we have a skewed understanding of the created order of things in relationship to God. So our world will often chase after money, power, fame, pleasure. Without God in the picture, these things are really skewed because money, power, fame, pleasure in relationship to God should all point to God, should all be used to glorify him. Mm-hmm. When he's out of the picture, things get chaotic. And so the gift of knowledge helps us understand what God has created, what's its proper place, and what's its proper use. Without the gift of knowledge, we don't know the purpose of our life. Because the gift of knowledge allows us to know what we are to do in life and why. So here's an example. When I'm in my parish missions, I often talk about the duty of the moment. The gift of knowledge grants us the ability to realize our duty is an opportunity to do something great for God. Every little task that God allows in our life, or that we have to do because of our state in life, is an opportunity to glorify him. The divine is hidden in the ordinary. Yesterday, I'm trying to put one of our daughters to bed. Sarah, she's, how old is Sarah, two?
She'll be two.
She's crying. And so what I really try and do when I'm holding her and she's crying, I'm thinking, this is my duty. And because I'm calming her down, I'm trying to put her to bed, and I'm thinking, God, I want to glorify you because this is my duty. But more than that, I've been asking for the grace as I hold our children, especially Sarah at this time, to see her as I would see Jesus. And as she's crying, I try and recognize the suffering Christ within my daughter. so that when I'm consoling her, I'm consoling the heart of Jesus. Because Scripture says, to the least of these you do to me. So there's an example of trying to see God in the ordinary. So I want you to think about all the duties that you have to do in your life. They have been ordained by God to allow you to grow in holiness. You just do them with excellence and you do them with love, thinking, Jesus, this is for you. And by this, you glorify God and you grow in holiness. The gift of knowledge allows us the ability to see the importance of this duty in the moment. So do you see how then the lack of the gift of knowledge, then we lose our purpose, we lose our way, because nothing really has eternal meaning without it. All of the created order, all of our duties are just simply that. They're just duties that maybe their end is pleasure or power or fame. But with God, the duty of the moment leads to Him for our sanctification, His to glorify Him. And we can also use that duty also as a great prayer. When I'm holding, and I don't think I've ever told you this, but when Sarah's crying, I'm often thinking, the grace that I can win here, Jesus, I'm offering it for Sarah. So the more she cries, the more grace I believe she's winning. It also helps us recognize when God is working and also the discernment of when evil is working. Mm-hmm. It also goes beyond that to self-knowledge of understanding ourselves, our strengths and our weaknesses, understanding that we also are loved. Without the gift of knowledge, we won't know we are loved. It also gives us an understanding of the weaknesses within our lives. Without the gift of this, we can't really have a great confession because we won't be able to recognize our weakness and our sin. One other example, have you ever had the experience of overreacting to something? I think we all have. So an overreaction is an indication of something, a deeper wound within our hearts. And a wound within our hearts causes us to overreact or withdraw. And the gift of knowledge can help us see the root cause of our overreactions, which is really important because our overreactions will wound others. And so it is a great gift of charity to look at that woundedness within our hearts.
And ask Jesus to come and heal us.
Yeah, imagine having a sliver in your hand and you go for a handshake. Well, that as soon as that little pressure is on that sliver, you withdraw. And that's like those wounds within our hearts. They get pressed sometimes by the other people or certain personalities. We have an overreaction. We withdraw or we overreact. So the gift of knowledge can help us understand why. And then we can start receive healing. A spiritual director can be absolutely a blessing when you start going down this road. So
one other quick little story is the story of St. Padre Pio. If you're familiar with him, he was given a special, you know, grace with the gift of knowledge in the sense that when people would come to confession to him, he would know the state of the penitent's heart when they would come. And he would often be able to almost tell them more about their confession than they would say to him, just because God had given him that knowledge.
And definitely a special charism Padre Pio had.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Me neither. But you can basically see my sin anyway. That's what happens in marriage. You can't hide. So let's raise the sail, my friends, and pray for the gift of knowledge.
Day 5. Come, O blessed Spirit of knowledge, and grant that I may perceive the will of the Father. Show me the nothingness of earthly things, that I may realize their vanity, and use them only for thy glory and my own salvation, looking ever beyond them to thee and thy eternal rewards. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Act of consecration to the Holy Spirit. On my knees before the great multitude of heavenly witnesses, I offer myself, soul and body, to you, eternal Spirit of God. I adore the brightness of your purity, the unerring keenness of your justice, and the might of your love. You are the strength and light of my soul. In you I live and move and am. I desire never to grieve you by unfaithfulness to grace, and I pray with all my heart to be kept from the smallest sin against you. Mercifully guard my every thought and grant that I may always watch for your light and listen to your voice and follow your gracious inspirations. I cling to you and give myself to you and ask you by your compassion to watch over me in my weakness. Holding the pierced feet of Jesus and looking at his 5 wounds and trusting in his precious blood and adoring his open side and stricken heart, I implore you, adorable Spirit, helper of my infirmity, to keep me in your grace that I may never sin against you. Give me grace, O Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Father and the Son, to say to you always and everywhere, "Speak, Lord, for your servant heareth." Amen. Prayer for the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, who before ascending into heaven did promise to send the Holy Spirit to finish your work in the souls of your apostles and disciples, deign to grant the same Holy Spirit to me, that he may perfect in my soul the work of your grace and your love. Grant me the Spirit of wisdom, that I may despise the perishable things of this world and aspire only after the things that are eternal. The Spirit of understanding, to enlighten my mind with the light of your divine truth. The Spirit of counsel, that I may ever choose the surest way of pleasing God and gaining heaven. The Spirit of fortitude, that I may bear my cross with you and that I may overcome with courage all the obstacles that oppose my salvation. The Spirit of knowledge, that I may know God and know myself and grow perfect in the science of the saints. The Spirit of piety, that I may find the service of God sweet and amiable. And the Spirit of fear, that I may be filled with a loving reverence towards God and may dread in any way to displease him. Mark me, dear Lord, with the sign of your true disciples, and animate me in all things with your Spirit. Amen.